Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It's 1121, WGN, CBS travel editor, and Ion travel editor Peter Greenberg joins us on WGN Radio. Hey, Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Is there an item from a movie of all time that you thought, boy, if I could just have one souvenir from one of my favorite movies, what would it be?
Well, of course, The Maltese Falcon.
You're the second person to say that. That wouldn't come to me. You know, my friend Bob Kessler here wants the briefcase from Pulp Fiction so he can see what's inside. That's inspired. Peter, so it's kind of confusing now, and maybe it should be. That is, you know, local municipalities and cities and states, they're all autonomous. So if one city, state, or even the federal government says one thing, even if a court says one thing, it sounds like not everybody has to follow along. How are you scoring this federal judge's rule, and what do you think about wearing masks on planes, trains, and automobiles?
Well, you know, for airlines themselves who are lobbying hard for the government to drop the mask regulations, yesterday's, you know, federal judge ruling was sort of like an emancipation proclamation. And for a lot of the folks who just hated wearing masks on planes, it had the same effect. The airlines wasted no time in switching completely to voluntary mask rules. I don't think they had a choice, because even if the Justice Department decides to appeal the ruling, while it's being appealed, it couldn't be enforced anyway. So let's put this in perspective. This decision was supposed to sort of like sunset out on May 3rd anyway. That's only about 10 or 12 days from now. So when you think about it, it just got a little bit earlier. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Very difficult to reinstate it on the federal level after this, because the horses now have definitely left the barn.
I don't understand then how all of the public transportation in Chicago says that they're still going to require a mask to ride the CTA, Metra, et cetera.
Well, here's the problem. The judge in her ruling yesterday was painting with a rather broad brush. You know, if you're going to drop the mask regulations on airplanes, there's science to basically support that, in terms of air recirculation systems on planes, which are much better than any other circulation systems you have anywhere else. And I support that. But for buses, trains, subways, I don't. But this ruling basically swept across all of those areas.
Sure.
At least on the federal level. So now you have Amtrak saying they're not going to enforce it. You have the four airlines, the major airlines, saying they're not going to enforce it. And you have the TSA saying they're not going to enforce it. So that's dead on arrival right now at Amtrak and Amtrak stations and airports. But for local municipalities, I have to tell you, I'm in New York today. If I'm getting on a bus, I'm getting on a subway, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah. For your own safety, but it sounds,
yeah.
And maybe does the city of New York require you to wear a mask on a bus?
Right now it does. Right now it does until further notice.
As does Chicago, which would seem to fly in the face of the judge's ruling.
Well, it does, except the judge's ruling is only in particular case to the federal Biden administration mandate on federally controlled transportation, which is airplanes, interstate buses, and trains.
Amtrak.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
right.
I don't know how Metro, the CTA here in Chicago, figure in. I mean, those are local entities, but I'm sure they have federal funding. It would seem to me like they would fall under some sort of federal guideline.
Yes, and let's say they do. I don't think it's going to be likely that the federal government is going to cut off their funding if they decide to keep the masks. Right now, here, look, I'm going to the airport later today to fly from New York to Los Angeles. I'm going to bring a mask just in case.
Yeah, I've been doing that lately, too. I mean, and you do see people voluntarily. Put it this way. You do not have to wear it on your flight from New York to L.A. Are you going to wear a mask from New York to L.A.?
I am not. And the reason is because I believe in the science of the recirculation systems on a plane.
Yeah.
But if I was getting on a bus today, a train, Amtrak or otherwise, or a subway, I'd be wearing the mask.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back to the United States. Last we talked to you, you were in Lisbon. What's going to be in L.A. for your show this weekend?
Well, actually, going to L.A., not for the show this weekend. I'm only going to L.A. for 2 days, and that's because we're premiering my new show that just aired last night in Chicago on WTTW. That's the Royal Tour of Tanzania and on PBS, and that's with the president of Tanzania. So that's our new one-hour special, and then coming back to do the show.
The Royal I'm sorry, I missed that. The Royal Tour of Tanzania?
Yep, with the president of Tanzania. She was here with me in New York last night and will be with me in Los Angeles later this week. But you can catch it on WTTW. They're not just going to air it once. They're going to repeat it lots of times. So I hope people get a chance to see it.
And is this a series of specials you're doing, or is it a series of which you are just one? How does that work?
Well, actually, I've been doing this particular series for 22 years. It's with where I go to individual heads of state, kings, presidents, prime ministers, and I get from them the impossible. They give me 8 days of their schedule devoted only to me. And then for the and we send all their gatekeepers home. And then for the next 8 days, they're my personal tour guide to and through the country. They have no editorial right of review, no right of any review. Mm. And whatever happens over 8 days, imagine two people on a road trip, one of whom just happens to run the country. That's our show.
Any chance you could do one on Russia?
We've turned Russia down. We turned Russia down because they wanted total editorial control. What
sure
a surprise.
Yeah. It would be insightful, although absurd right now, I know. But
well,
just
we could do the show, but there's a limit to how many pictures of six-pack abs on a horse you want.
All right, we'll be watching and listening this weekend, 3 o'clock on Saturday. Thank you, Peter.
You got it, John.
That's Peter Greenberg. Eye on Travel. CBS travel editor and host here at WGN Radio.